Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand with my hippie ass. Yes.
Excellent. Bros, grab your mics.
What's up?
Yo,
does this work?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. We brought the bros, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Brought Billions, Budman.
Yes.
Sounded pretty good. So we got the audio, we got the video going up there. I got to do a little. That's video production. Don't worry about that.
That's a little movie magic.
We got to sync the audio. Don't worry about that.
That's a little movie magic, you fucking peasants.
God damn, dude. The live cast. The live cast is going to be so good.
Well, don't pump it up too much.
No, I got some shit to talk about.
I think every live cast we've had, you've been like, this is it. This is going to suck.
The last one.
It's been so good, dude. You're right. But now that The last one here was... Last one here was rowdy.
It was great.
Yes.
Dude, so I'm gonna jump right in.
What are you going with?
I've been dying to talk to you about this, but I wanted to save it for this moment. All these bros and girl bros.
For all the hot guys.
So my brother.
An army of hot men.
These dudes are huge.
Yeah, we always have some jacked ass fucking dudes every show. It's pretty much who listens to the show. Just jacked ass. Fucking alphas, dude. So I don't know if you know this. So I'm sitting here. I'm talking to my brother on the way down. He hip me to this thing that goes on in the Amish community. Mm. I didn't know about. Did you know the Amish are big kidnappers?
No.
The Amish are notorious kidnappers.
I thought you were gonna talk about Rumspringer.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta snag them before they can spring up, bro.
Yeah. So the Amish are kidnapping
notorious
the English
kidnappers.
Or other Amish.
The English.
Ooh.
So what happens is, here's what happens, and there's like, dude, you can read about it. I didn't take my brother's word, but.
What do they say? They're like, hello, kids, would you like some licorice that I have?
Pretty much.
In the horse.
Pretty much. What happens is they like, you know, a lot of times they live in rural, they always live in rural areas, but they'll find like, if you're like kind of like heroined out, and like they see like you're like a drunk parent in a rural area, and they see you like, you ever see guys that like,
yeah.
Just like, you know.
You get shanghaied.
They'll snag your kid. Because they, you know, there's not a lot of them. Not a lot of people are converting to Amish. So they start to inbreed. So they need fresh blood.
It's actually a lot like what the Native Americans used to do.
Did they really?
Yeah, the Native Americans were like, they were low on people. So when they would snag some.
Oh, dude, that would be so great.
That's what happened.
Yeah, they'll snag you.
That's what happened. They would take in the pale face.
Yep.
And they would raise them as their own.
Think about how strong my Indian son would be.
Yeah.
Your Indian son?
If I had an Indian son. With a squaw.
With squaw?
Would you like a nice squaw?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can you guys keep your mics towards your mouth? Please.
Sorry.
There you go. So, dude.
Right, real quick, side note, what did the Amish do in the Civil War?
What did they do in the Civil War?
Were they here?
Yes.
What did they do?
They were here.
Got their shit rocked. They probably just got their shit rocked, dude.
Just side note, dude.
Damn.
Sorry, we
talked. No. That's actually a great question. As the premier historian on the Amish, I would say of the podcast, they probably just got like their. Well, first of all, they weren't that weird back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Amish were just
German.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were standard Germans back then.
Yeah, at the time that was. They were run of the mill, but also the Civil War never touched Lancaster County, so they were fine.
True. Is that is there Amish anywhere else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ohio has
They're
a lot
in
of
South
them.
South America too.
What?
Yeah.
St. Mary's, what's that?
Maryland.
Oh wait, like St. Mary, like
Yo,
you're not
Maryland
talking Mount
is
St.
The
Mary's.
Best state, dude.
True.
You think Maryland's this?
Oh, this is the best state.
Oh, he's a Mennonite.
Are they your three wives?
Are these your three wenches?
He's not laughing, dude.
That's not funny. I apologize. That's a true Mennonite. He's like, nothing's funny at all. How dare you accuse me in front of all these people of fucking definitely my daughters. That could be a new genre, dude. Amish woman stuck. Ezekiel comes in and plows her ass. He's fuming, dude. I'm sorry. We might get shot with a musket if we keep this up.
I mean, for real, chill.
I know. I'm joking, sir.
Just kidding, dude. Just kidding. No, but why'd you say he was a Mennonite? He doesn't strike
no,
me as
she,
a Mennonite.
No, she was actually pointing down as in Southern Maryland. Oh, nice.
So what do you want to do about it?
What are we going to do about it, folks? You're just informing
appreciate
us?
Appreciate that.
That's fine.
I've been...
This is why we stick to a strictly male fan base. You bring some ladies in, they start yapping.
I've been planning an uprising against the Amish for a while.
You can't.
What do you mean?
They're too thorough, dude.
No, yeah. They're not, dude.
Yes, they are.
So, yeah. my brother also, Tom...
Have you ever shook one of their hands?
Yeah.
Hell no, dude. Why the hell would I do that?
Deal with them?
Dude,
they made
agents.
My ladder axe.
What?
They made my ladder axe on my truck.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make them... Wow. Apparently, they beat their wives, too.
A lot of people beat their wives.
No, the Amish still do.
Just because they beat their wife.
The Amish apparently still beat their wives.
Okay,
they
so...
They snag kids, and apparently, like...
Dude, what
like,
are you doing?
That's just, I'm reporting what I heard. I'm a journalist, dude. I'm reporting what I heard. My brother was telling me they snag kids, which, again, I would say, honestly, the fact that they snag kids like that, you know, you find a kid in a bad situation, you know, and they just breed, then they breed you out like a stud.
Yeah.
Good.
So they
God,
snag
dude.
You.
Wait, you got to make sure.
It's their Mowgli.
This is true.
Why? They're never going to hear about it.
That is the, that was a good joke.
But no, apparently they'll snag, well, first of all, like if you see, you never see the women say a word at the farmer's market. Because if they at like if they fuck up on that shitty cash register,
yeah.
Like, fuck up on the price of eggs, or they give a little lip, that fucking Civil War general looking dude, when they get home, it's just full fucking.
Yes.
He goes into every room of the house and just beats everyone.
I don't believe it.
Huh? Who doubts me?
I think literally me. I just
oh
said, yeah,
okay
yeah, right next to. You. I don't think they do. They're men of God, dude.
Yeah, they are men of God, dude. Although there is a thing like the
Old Testament.
Yeah, the
true.
The more religious you are, there is a higher chance you do hit your wife.
Yeah, if you're that religious, that is like
yeah.
The perfect amount of religiousness to just. You have so many good quotes, dude. When you're that religious, you just pull stuff out of the Bible. Like you,
yeah.
There's like in the Bible says like you better fucking listen, bitch. In like the very early
dude.
Part.
My sister married an Egyptian. It fucking. No, but, he's Coptic, so it's like this ancient Christianity, and in the service, they were like their vows in front of everybody. They had to be like, as a woman, do you submit to your husband's will at all times? We were all just like, what the fuck is this?
What she said?
Rules.
Of course, she said yes.
She had to.
Yes, the Coptics got it right.
Hell yeah.
Now we, us in fucking pussy America surrounded by yappy bitches. We need to bring back religion to quiet these women.
True. Dude. Now, women are so afraid. Did you ever watch a girl watch The Handmaid's Tale on Netflix?
Dude, I don't know why Hulu
I'd
keeps
take
trying
that
to
life
show
in
me
a
this shit, dude.
What?
Hulu keeps trying to push Handmaid's Tale on me.
Well, it's important.
I'm not into it.
It's
at
important
all.
For you to understand.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not into
that's
it
an easy
whatsoever,
life.
Dude.
It's important for you to realize this fictional narrative is real. This made up story is how it is.
About a few chores, and all I had to do was breed all like
for
every
real.
Now and then.
You take it?
That would take so much weight
I will
off
wear
on
red
a daily
cloak
basis.
Right now, dude.
Huh? You think
bring
it's
the
easy?
House and breed.
Yeah. You think having kids is
that.
Easy?
So, man, you feel like a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yo, she's
yeah.
playing midriff, yo.
She's the first one to do it, according to Spade.
First midriff?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain was hot, dude.
She showed midriff first?
Who's the other one? Was it Shania Twain?
And
who's
then Shakira came out.
No. Who's still the one? Is that Shania Twain?
Yeah, Shania
still the one, yeah.
Okay. What's, man, I feel like a woman's a different one, though.
No.
Sheryl Crow, isn't it?
What?
No.
What's Sheryl Crow's?
Sheryl Crow is...
All I Want to Do is Have Some Fun.
Yes.
All I Want to Do
all
is Have Some...
Yeah.
That's a great one.
We listened to Taylor Swift on the way down here.
I love acoustic divas, dude.
Yeah.
Jewel.
You love
Jewel.
Acoustic
Jewel. Oh, dude, I love Jewel.
Jewel's fucking hot.
Huh?
I love Jewel, dude.
Jewel,
I love
dude.
Her teeth.
Yeah, too. Me too.
All right.
I like Jewel's teeth,
I think
too.
It is an appealing thing about her.
I love cross-eyed chicks. I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
He really does.
It is cute. I
good cross-eyed?
Yeah, we're just a dead eye. I'm more of a dead eye guy.
I don't like a dead eye. For some
I like
reason,
a lazy eye.
For some reason, a lazy eye turns, yeah,
I like
I'm
it.
Out.
I like it.
You want to fucking... Anytime I talk to someone with a dead eye or a lazy eye, I'm just like, you want
to... Well, you're allowed to do that.
It's like an air conditioner. You just want to fucking knock that thing back. Do you think they see both things? Like if you have like a lazy eye?
Yeah, they have 360
vision. You think they're like chameleons?
Like guava?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. They got two channels. Just split cam.
Yes.
It's got to be tight when you're sitting there and all of a sudden you're like, and I'm looking over here and you're like, sweet.
Is it just blurry? Dude.
Huh?
Are you just blurred up or like, what's going on?
No, you're just getting that panorama.
The worst is when you run into...
Have you ever taken an iPhone picture in panorama?
Yes.
It's like that.
You
can't move
like
it too fast, though, or it gets blurry. You have to go.
When you run into someone with a fucking lazy eye and you're trying to talk to them.
Well, you got to ask.
You got to stare at which eye you think.
I stare directly here.
It's polite to ask. You go, which one of these do I talk to?
You got to say, hey, idiot. Which one of your fucking eyes work?
That was a good one, Shane.
Thanks, playa.
What's up with you?
What's up with me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's epic.
I'll tell you what's going on with me. I showed you guys a little in the green room. Oh, I downloaded TikTok.
The girls.
And the girls.
You think the girls are nice?
Are sexy. Although I will say this.
Nonsense.
This is what's been of course, it's pure nonsense and it really gives me a lack of faith in the future of our country. I mean, we're staring down the barrel of an entire generation of complete idiots. I mean, we suck. Our generation sucks, but this next group coming up, it's just women posting.
Reality
like,
of the Civil War.
Yeah, the women. we can talk about the Civil War in a second because we got a lot.
The upcoming one.
But this one, the TikTok is just women. There's like a trend where they just announce the worst things they've done.
That's
really?
It's just girls being like, there's one thing where they're like shooting guns. Who here is horny enough to have seen this? Couple of felt, yeah. Sir, your daughter. And
just kidding. It's a comedy podcast.
Also, can you raise Spud's mic a little, please? Just a technical issue.
And
a bit of a technician.
Hello? So it's like these college chicks, and then everyone's like, had a three-way at a frat.
And it's same. Like,
had a train
wait,
ran
wait,
on
which
them.
Kind of freeway? It's a big, that's a
I don't,
big
well, it's
difference.
Just, of course.
Devil's threesome or an angel's
who
threesome?
Who knows? There's like a new trend where it's cool to be a debaucherous slut.
Wait, what did you say, Spud?
He said MMM.